You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. The pandemic has hit the whole world hard, but in Nashville, they were still reeling from a devastating tornado just as the lockdown came. But the music hasn't stopped. Recently, World Cafe's Nashville correspondent Ann Powers of NPR Music joined me via video chat to talk about how her hometown is doing with everything that's happened. And she shares five of the new releases from Nashville that she's excited about. Okay, so first of all, how has the coronavirus affected the city in a general way? Like, could you kind of paint us a picture of what it's like there right now in Nashville?
Nashville is holding on to its spirit despite several calamities that we've endured in recent weeks. Right before the pandemic hit, there was a devastating tornado that really affected my neighborhood here in East Nashville. Luckily, I'm up a little bit from where the main path of the tornado forged its way through the city, but there were just, you know, so many devastated homes and businesses. We lost one of our most beloved clubs, the Basement East. Hopefully they are rebuilding. So the tornado was this event that brought everyone together and brought everyone out in the streets, and you know, people were helping their neighbors and picking up debris and distributing food. And then like a week later, we all had to go inside. So there was a lot of cognitive dissonance around that. The community remains connected even as we are socially isolated. I think you see so much evidence of that in the many, many live streams that musicians are doing every day. And the fact that Nashville musicians are continuing to make music and plan for the future, even in the face of this devastating occurrence, which is so hard for working musicians.
Yeah. I mean, yes, the tornado just adds, like, it was already hard and now it's extra hard.
Yes, it's true. And of course, losing John Prine was really, really tough for this town because John, he was our lighthouse, you know, but he guided so many of us, his spirit. But his example lives on. And, you know, I think every musician that we'll talk about today was touched by him. It's been amazing to see so many tributes to John unfolding over the past few weeks and people playing his songs and talking about how much he meant to the town. So his life was a gift. His music remains a gift, and the music sustains us.
I'm speaking with Ann Powers, NPR Music's Ann Powers. She is our Nashville correspondent at World Cafe. So it has been, you know, it's been a hard time, an especially hard time in Nashville. But let's think about some good stuff, some of the music that is coming out of there. What music would you like to shine a light on today that's happening in Nashville that you're excited about?
Well, everyone who loves Americana music and rock music and roots music and just great songwriting has Jason Isbell on their mind right now. Jason Isbell, another shining light of Nashville, really inspiring person, outstanding artist, and he and his band, The 400 Unit, have a new record coming out tomorrow. And everybody was excited about this record before the pandemic hit. And he did a really beautiful thing benefiting independent record stores, which is Jason Isbell and The 400 Unit made reunions available to independent record stores so they could sell it a week before anyone else. He really did that because he believes that record stores like our own treasured Grimes here in East Nashville, or Amoeba Music in Los Angeles, or, you know, all of the great indie record stores around the country need our support so much. And he gave them the gift of the record. But tomorrow it will be available wide. And it's another fantastic piece of work from him and his band.
So, Anne, what song are we going to hear from the Jason Isbell record?
This album, Jason's talked about as dealing with ghosts. He has said in interviews that he finished some songs he's been wanting to write for 15 years. The record really feels like a portrait of America facing trauma, which is pretty amazing that he hit that mood right now, don't you think, Raina?
Yeah.
A lot of the songs look back at childhood or paint characters as only Jason Isbell can, who have been broken by life, yet are finding ways to face themselves, face their demons by telling their own stories. And on this album, he really looks at the way that memory and personal history affects the way everyone moves through their lives. There are many stories. There are stories of childhood. There are stories of heartbreak. But Jason always offers us a little hope too. And if I were to pick one track that is the ruling spirit of this record, I think it would be the track It Gets Easier. It's also one of the most like rockin' tracks on the record. And he said it was partly inspired by his own ongoing commitment to sobriety and a conversation he had with David Crosby about sobriety. And he's basically saying it's never totally easy. It's always work, just as for any of us, living with our own ghosts, our own past, is never easy, but it does get easier.
Last night I dreamed that I'd been drinking. Same dream I have about twice a week. I had one glass of wine. I woke up feeling fine, and that's how I knew it was a dream. Last night I dreamed that I'd been drinking. Cold burn whiskey down my throat. My hand turned into a rattlesnake, and I laughed myself awake, and that's how I knew it was a joke.
Like we were all over again, and I wish that we could have one more try, 'cause I like the world with you by my side.
From Nashville, that's Pam Tillis, Better Friends on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, speaking to NPR Music's Ann Powers. She's also our Nashville correspondent on World Cafe, and she's brought us some of the music that she's excited about that's coming out of Nashville right now. So tell us a bit about Pam Tillis before we keep going.
Well, this album, Looking for a Feeling, has been out for a little while, a few weeks. Pam Tillis is one of those stellar country artists who's royalty in Nashville and beloved by both fans of, you know, hard country, conventional country music, and Americana music. She's the daughter of country legend Mel Tillis, but she herself has been making records for a very long time. Here's an interesting fact. She was the inspiration for Thelma and Thelma and Louise. She and Callie Khoury, who directed that movie, were best friends when they were younger, and Callie modeled the movie on their friendship, and I guess Pam might have been a little wild back in the day. But, you know, she found mainstream success in the 90s, which was such a great era for women in country music. And she sustained her career since then. I don't think I'd call this record a comeback exactly, but it definitely is a new turn for Pam Tillis. And this album is just a super high quality, great listen, fantastic songs. It's beautifully produced. It really showcases her lovely, homey storyteller's voice. It was produced by two guys, a guy named Jimmy Ritchie, who is someone that Pam feels is kind of a soulmate, and Joe Passapia, who you might know his name from the band Guster, and he's also worked with people like Katie Lang. I chose the song we just heard, Better Friends, which was written by Joe Passapia, because to me it's a quintessential country song. We hear Pam Tillis reflecting on a close friendship that's gone a little south and expressing the desire that she and her friend can get back together, you know, and make it up. And that's the kind of classic country music song that I love. You know, country deals with the real stuff, the stuff of our daily lives that are often not addressed in other kinds of music. So I really love that that song does it. And this record is just full of gems like that, full of great story songs. And I think Pam sounds fantastic. I hope people hold this record close.
I'm speaking to Ann Powers. She's our World Cafe Nashville correspondent. She's giving us kind of an update on what's going on in Nashville right now and some of the music that is coming out of Nashville right now. Next up, you've brought us Lou Turner. What can you tell us about Lou Turner?
Nashville isn't just about country and Americana music, of course. There's every kind of music in this town, and there's a really wonderful indie rock scene. Lou Turner is one of the most promising indie rock singer-songwriters in Nashville right now, to my ears. She's actually Lauren Turner. She is not only a musician, but a poet and a librarian. And this project is called Songs for John Venn. Have you ever heard of a Venn diagram, Raina?
Yeah, like two circles and they overlap in the middle. And it's like, these are the things, the thing in the middle where they overlap is the thing those two circles have in common. That was a weird way to describe a Venn diagram. I've never had to do that before.
Well, you get an A plus, and I think Thank Lou you. Turner would agree with me. See, as a librarian, Lauren Turner's interested in how archiving is a creative act and how categorizing is a creative act. And she became fascinated with John Venn. She researched his life. She discovered that, like her, he'd grown up in a religious household, and they had a lot in common, I guess. You know how you feel like you can feel a kinship with a historical figure?
Yeah.
He was feeling that way about John Venn. And so his life kind of inspired this set of songs. And I really get such a Pavement vibe from what she does. I don't know if you're ever a Pavement fan. Mm-hmm. That kind of brainy, angular rock with really brilliant lyrics that challenge you a little bit, but which are very rewarding in the end. And I also really love her voice. I love the kind of inquisitiveness of the way she sings. She's just an adventurous singer within the frameworks she's created. So this is one of my favorite new discoveries.
Flickering Protagonist, a title that makes a lot more sense now that we know she's a librarian. Lou Turner on World Cafe. That was Little Sister from Sylvia Rose Novak, an artist from Nashville, on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, speaking to NPR Music's Ann Powers. She's our Nashville correspondent. She's keeping us up to date on what's going on in Nashville right now and playing us some new music from artists that she's really excited about. Tell us a little bit about Sylvia Rose Novak.
Raina, I broke the rules a little bit with this selection, because Sylvia Rose Novak is actually an Alabama artist, not a Tennessee artist. But I feel that the music of the Deep South and the Mid-South are very connected, and that's why I chose to include Sylvia Rose Novak. She has been around in the folk scene for a while. She's made several records, but this new one, she beefs up her sound, and it heads in the direction of rock. But I think the thing I love the most about her music is her voice. She just has one of those Southern voices that feels like it's old as the hills, you know? It is so evocative to me. And I think the new framework she's created for her voice with her band on this record really highlights it better than anything she's done before. So I encourage people to check her out.
I'm talking to Ann Powers on World Cafe. She's our Nashville correspondent. She's brought us a bunch of songs today that are new, that are exciting stuff coming out of Nashville mostly, and Alabama as well. we have one more Nashville track for us. What is it?
Well, Raina, we started the show with Jason Isbell, arguably the biggest star of the moment in Nashville and in roots in Americana music in general. And we're ending with another legend, Gillian Welch. I chose this song because its story, the story of how it was released, feels so relevant to right now. Here we are all stuck in our homes, doing whatever we can do to keep ourselves occupied, including, I suspect, a lot of spring cleaning. I don't know for sure that this song was discovered during a bout of spring cleaning, but the song is called Happy Mother's Day. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings recorded it quite a while ago, actually, as a demo, and never released it until now. And it surfaced in a cache of recordings they came across, doing some kind of cleaning, some kind of spring cleaning. You know, it's a perfect song for right now. We've just celebrated Mother's Day. It has that wonderful homespun feeling that the best of Gillian Welch's music always has. I send my thanks to Gil and Dave for giving us this gift.
And a good motivation to, you know, do some cleaning. You never know what you'll find.
Exactly. I think I have a Gillian Welch song lying around in this closet. I'm going to go take a look.
This is Happy Mother's Day, Gillian Welch on World Cafe.
Oh, it's Happy Mother's Day from your daughter far away. Loving wishes, hugs and kisses. Happy, happy Mother's Day.
You just heard Gillian Welch, Happy Mother's Day on World Cafe. I've been talking to Ann Powers from NPR Music, also our World Cafe Nashville correspondent. Thanks for bringing all this music in for us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's nice to touch base with another city and with you and, you know, do a little socially distanced connecting.
Blow Nashville a kiss for us out your window. Thanks so much, Ann.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment with more on World Cafe.